Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to my 10-Minute Expat Thailand Edition. Today is going to be a continuation of Thai island life. So what's it like and how is it comparable living in the islands of Thailand as opposed to some of the other expat getaways like in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, or even Latin America? The first episode, I kind of gave you a 35,000 feet overview. And as I mentioned, I'm going to talk more about this because there are some of you that just says, hey, you know what, Will, as much as you hype up about Bangkok and some of these other nearby beach cities like Hua Hin or Pattaya Jom Tien, I still want to live in an island. And as I said in the last podcast, if you're going to live in an island, my first choice is Koh Samui and the second choice would be Phuket, and that's it. No other islands. You don't want to live in any of the islands because it's just too small and it's just not fun. So one thing I want to talk about today, and again, it's pros and cons, is the one thing that you have to remember is look at what is happening to climate. Climate, you're probably wondering, like, why are you talking about climate? Why? How does that apply to me? Why is that important? It is very, very important. Is these 100-year floods, these 100-year hurricanes that's supposed to come every 100 years, now it's happening every single year. So right now I've been reading the stuff about Texas. Like Texas is having this ice storm, which is the freak ice storm. And it's like, oh my God. People are like saying, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe that Texas is actually colder than Alaska. How is this happening? This is freakish. This is not the norm. Well, we say the same exact thing. So many different parts of the world, when it comes down to flooding, hurricanes, natural disasters, it's now the norm. It's now an annual occurrence. The fires in the West in California, to the hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico to the East Coast. And then now these ice storms are getting more and more severe. And then when you look at the Caribbean Bahamas, hurricanes are getting worse and worse every single year. So if you are, as I mentioned in my last episode, if you're looking at buying a nice luxury home in the Bahamas or Caribbean, you're looking at least $1 million to $5 million, depending on what type of condo you want or what type of single family residence you want. Condos, they're starting at $1 million with an ocean view. If you're looking at a 3 to 4 5 bedroom estate that has an ocean view, an infinity pool, the whole amenities, with high-end upgrades, you're looking at close to $4 to $5 million in some of these island destinations. So that's a lot of money. And it's also a lot of money should it be destroyed. If you're saying, well, you know, it's not going to happen. You can't say it's not happening because we've seen it every single year when hurricane season comes. I mean, don't you feel bad? I feel horrible for some of these people that live in Malibu. These multi-million dollar homes in Malibu are falling off the cliff from mudslides. And then now, climatologists and scientists are looking at Southern Florida at what it's going to look like 5-10 years from now. And it can happen sooner. So all I'm saying is that your biggest investment has always been real estate. Why are you spending $1 million and up in buying a home that might be destroyed and you might not have an opportunity to leave that for your loved ones? Just rent. Just rent. So how does it differ to Thailand? It differs in a huge way. So number one, the reason why I like Koh Samui is because it's in the Gulf of Thailand. So let's take our time machine, let's go back. So where were you? I think it's been over 20 years. Where were you when the huge tsunami hit the Andaman coast and wiped out places like Phuket, went up to Myanmar, Sri Lanka, and India? I mean, just on Thailand alone, there were over 200,000 people that died from that tsunami. And I think the total numbers had been close to 1 million. It was just devastation. I still remember when it happened. The night that it happened, I was watching the news. I was in my home in Newport Beach, and I just was devastated. Couldn't believe that happened. And Red Cross, you know, is flashing if you want to donate. And obviously I called Red Cross right away, donated, I think it's a couple $1,000s to the cause. My mom and my brother, They lived in Las Vegas. They also worked for a local Buddhist charity that was also taking charitable donations for this cause. So I remember very vividly that whole week of what happened and where I was. So where were you when that tsunami hit Thailand in the Ottoman Sea? So Samui, which is a small island in the Gulf of Thailand, was not affected. The places that were affected were on the southern tip of Thailand and Ottoman Sea, which is like Phuket. It's on the other side of the ocean. That's why I like Pattaya, Jom Tien, Hua Hin, and if you have to live in an island, Samui, because you're in the Gulf of Thailand. There hasn't been any reported cases of tsunamis and anything wiping those cities out. So you're safe. And you can't say that this is never going to happen again. It can happen again. Tsunamis have been devastating, not just to Thailand and you know, parts of this area, but also what happened in Japan. Remember the big giant tsunami that hit Japan? I mean, I think over 30,000 people perished. It was horrible. So I want to be realistic, and you have to be realistic. When you go on vacation and you're in the Bahamas or Caribbean and one of these island getaways and you're there for a week or 2 weeks or even for a month, you're like, this is fantastic, but it does not translate correctly. What I mean is when you go back there as a full-time resident, you're living there full-time, it's not the same. You're not in vacation mode anymore. It's boring. And think about this. It's not just about the hurricanes. So let's just say, for an example, your home is $3 million. You're somewhere in the Caribbean or Bahamas. Hurricane comes in and your power gets knocked out or your roof gets blown off. You're limited to the amount of contractors that can help you repair that home because you're not the only home that's been destroyed. There are many, many other homes in the area. Then, worst case scenario, let's say you get injured or someone in your family gets injured. There aren't any world-renowned hospitals in these areas, in these little islands. You don't have anything like that. Where if you were to live in Samui, you're literally 45 minutes away from the mainland. 45 minutes from the mainland. You can get there by ferry, get there by helicopter. But at least getting access to first-class hospitals and medical care is literally an arm's reach away. But if you're stuck in an island, somewhere in the Bahamas or Caribbean, or even in Fiji, remember, I spent a lot of time in Fiji. We did 4 episodes for House Hunters International in Fiji. And the Fiji Islands are huge. If you were to combine all the Fijian islands, it's basically the size of the United States. I mean, there's many, many islands. And the same goes with the Philippines. There are many, many little islands. It's just highly overrated. Living the island life is completely overrated. If you need to live an island life, make sure you're in a big city, in a big island, and make sure that you're going to be close to first-class hospitals should something happen to you. And if you have to live an island life, Koh Samui is the best place. I'll talk more about Samui. Samui is an interesting little island. I've been there with my wife. We enjoy it. We like it a lot more than Phuket. Phuket, the problem with Phuket is it's like Mexico, not dirty. It's like Mexico in the sense of there's so many tourists. You basically get charged 30 to 50% more because they know you're a foreigner. The locals are rude because they're sick and tired of dealing with idiot foreigners. And then you have all sorts of tourists from around the world that are constantly getting drunk, just causing problems. It's just like living in a college dorm 24/7. And I just don't like that. It was fun when I was in college, but not as an adult. Samui is more relaxed and more chilled, and there are beautiful homes in Samui. And I'll talk more about the homes. For example, my wife sent me a listing from one of her friends that's a broker. Beautiful. I kid you not. Home that's on the beach. 3 bedrooms with a pool. 24-hour security, two-story home. Literally looks like your own piece of paradise. And this beach is gorgeous right in front of you. The water is this beautiful turquoise blue. That home in Southern California or Florida would easily be $4 to $5 million. Take a wild guess how much it cost. $700,000. Freaking bargain. So these homes do pop up. These homes on the beach do pop up, and they are available. So heed my warning. Be wary about island life, and if you do need island life, if that's what you want, Koh Samui is your best bet. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you in Thailand.